The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, that is, of course, the great Tay-Tay, one man who needs to calm down. It's our own Henry McKean, very, very excited about the weekend ahead. She is here, Taylor, that is, not here in studio, don't get too excited, Henry. She is here in Dublin for the Eras Tour, bringing about £1 billion in spending to the local economy. Henry, that's not what we're talking about.
No.
Well, kind of, it's tangential to what we're talking about. We're talking about celebrity riders. So what is a rider?
And we do need to calm down. So basically, a rider is a requirement list of things a pop star wants when they arrive into perhaps their dressing room or into the venue. And it's written into the contract and it's taken very seriously by the promoters and especially the stars. They want it. They want it bad. Taylor, she hits the Aviva Friday, Saturday and Sunday. The 34-year-old megastar. I told you I was excited. She likes Red Bull, macaroni cheese, all by 11 a.m. every day.
But, sorry, she wants macaroni and cheese and Red Bull before 11 o'clock in the morning.
Before 11 o'clock. And,
oh, she's sick.
Well, hopefully she'll be better if she is sick by Friday. Grande iced caramel lattes with two sweetened lows, which I think is like a sort of Nutrasweet, what do you call it? Fake sugar, basically. And also Americanos.
Like Canderels.
Yes, thank you. And I think I had a few of them in my pocket somewhere. I put them somewhere. And Americanos also with sweetened lows and soy milk. And one slice of pumpkin loaf. I've actually brought some of these products into the studio for you.
So this is Taylor's mac and cheese that I'm about to taste here.
I tried to get the nearest thing I could to perhaps what Taylor would be eating. I visited the nearby Tesco Express just outside the Aviva there in Ringsend. So we've got Tesco Finest mac and triple cheese.
Yeah, it's nice, but I'm not sure about having it before 11 with a Red Bull.
Oh, the Americans absolutely love this stuff. This is supposed to go in the oven.
Americans that eat sweet stuff for breakfast, like cake and ice cream.
No, they will.
No wonder they're all so massive.
Do you like it? That one has breadcrumb topping. I put it in the mic. It was supposed to go in the oven, but it won't give you food poisoning. You should be okay.
I hope not.
But yeah, I don't know what you thought of that. I've also got these iced coffees here. How do you actually put the straw in?
Push down that little bit.
This bit here.
No.
Oh,
that God, bit. God.
All I've right, never okay. actually
it
had
works,
one of these
but
before.
He basically stabbed his iced coffee.
So that's... pretty good. That's what she loves.
That's not pretty good.
You know,
iced coffee's awful.
Well, I love a frappe, but I like to get it in the Greek islands. You can't beat that.
Man of the people, Henry McKean. I love frappe, but only in the Greek islands. One doesn't consume frappe outside the Greek islands.
But maybe perhaps at some Athens port. But yeah, here is a Taylor Swift fan and pop expert, David O'Callaghan. He's seen her four times and he presents the Here and Back Again podcast. And he talks about the crazy riders over the years.
Van Halen insisted on no brown M&Ms. And you would have seen kind of spoofs done of that over the years, even in Wayne's World. But there was method to their madness because their setup was so technical and they needed to trust the people who in the venue they were coming to. So the M&M thing was their test without telling anybody that if the M&Ms, if there was no brown M&Ms, it meant this place is a good place.
It meant that you could trust them.
Yeah, it was a test. It was a test. And it was only years later that they revealed. Everybody just thought they were mad. That's a kind of famous one. And also, if they failed in any of their things on the rider, a band can say, usually in the small print, will be some of your profits will be from the show will be taken back type stuff. So, you know, people can be quite serious. Slayer famously once requested 50,000 live bees and 100 goats to slaughter, right? Keep up. Some bulletproof umbrellas. And a human skull. So eventually they told the poor promoter that they were only joking. But as he was probably rounding up a few goats, like, it was just absolute disaster. Cher famously has a wig room, a separate wig room. Madonna, she has to bring a 200-person entourage. Some of her furniture comes with her, or replica furniture from her house.
So it has to look like home.
Yeah. Drake requires Nivea chapstick and Dr. Bronner's peppermint soap.
So not too demanding.
No, and he says he likes the tingles the body and it clears the mind when he uses them. So it's just like, good man, Drake. Like, sure, why not? Iggy Pop, over the years, demand somebody dressed as Bob Hope, the comedian, to do impersonations of Bob Hope before he went on stage. Motley Crue, when they stopped drinking and taking drugs, the rider got much easier. So now they only request submachine guns, 12-foot-long boa constrictors, and a schedule for the local Alcoholics Anonymous meetings in case anything goes wrong.
That is, sorry, there's some great ones in there. I like the Van Halen one. I didn't realise that was what they were spoofing a Wayne's World.
Yes.
The one about Iggy Pop, that he wants a Bob Hope impersonator to do impressions of Bob. That sounds like one he just said for a laugh one day, and it has become... I wonder how many of these are real. Do you know, like, where celebrities are surrounded by sycophants, and does Taylor one day just say, oh God, I love a Red Bull early in the morning? And she didn't mean it. She was just an innocuous comment.
It could have been an entourage.
And ever since then... Like, people have been running around saying there must be 12 cans of Red Bull at room temperature every room that Taylor walks into. She doesn't even notice it's happening.
I know, I think it's true. I remember going through a Sunday Times magazine from years ago, and Michael Jackson, they went through his bins and they had loads of cheeseburger wrappers, a quarter pound with the cheeses from McDonald's. So everyone thought he ate them, but it could have been the security. It could have been the entourage. It could have been so many people.
Could have been the kids sleeping over. Who knows?
It could have been. It could have been anyone. And back to Madonna, 20 phone lines. This is before mobile phones. She insisted on having international phone lines, 20 of them clear. I'm not sure who she had to ring. But yeah, some of these demands or riders are extreme. So in fairness to Taylor Swift, she's pretty normal. I mean, these aren't crazy demands. I was able to get the Starbucks. I was able to get the macaroni cheese. I wasn't...
Yeah, you got a Tesco macaroni cheese. I don't think Tay-Tay is having Tesco finest. Well, no offence to Tesco.
They would have chefs on hand. They would. They would. But the atmosphere down there at the Viva, I was down there earlier, you could feel the vibe. There was big lorries and big trucks arriving with all sorts of stuff, and there were members of her entourage with badges who refused to speak to me, who were going in getting everything ready from the States. So lots of excitement. You could feel that vibe. Atmosphere was something else. I did get to meet superfans who were on a recce. They were basically checking the place out, including these Canadians.
I'd probably want the same coming from Canada. I'd want the macaroni and cheese for sure. What do you think?
Yeah, probably some nice comfort food. So I think it's a good, yeah.
And she deserves it after 3 hours on stage.
She deserves it.
Yeah.
What would you have? What sort of comfort food?
What do you think?
Poutine, which is fries, gravy, and cheese curds. So that would be mine.
Wow, fries, gravy with cheese curds.
Yes, it's a true Canadian staple, so.
I'd honestly have the macaroni and cheese. That sounds like a great decision.
Not ice cream, because that's bad for your voice.
Ice cream is bad for your voice? I didn't know.
Yeah, I think it's the dairy.
You're from Kerry, you grew up in LA, and you live in Sandymount. We're here outside the Aviva. You are a super fan. Can I call you a super fan?
Super fan. I am a super Swiftie. Her music is just amazing. I love her vibe. I love it.
Do you have a ticket?
I don't have a ticket. I have 4 small kids, 5 and under, and I just did not get the chance to get a ticket.
So you're just going to listen in your garden?
I'm going to manifest a ticket. I'm going to find a way.
Can you understand the hype? And what would you have on your rider list? Would you have macaroni cheese? What would you have? What sort of comfort?
I would have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Very American. Macaroni and cheese. Yep, love it. I'd have a flat white and I would have sparkling water.
That sounds like a good mix.
She should have a rider.
So, Henry, some great text in. She can do what you want. She's the queen. Says Elle, take back your criticism, Cudahy. Says another listener, I've angered the Swifties. Here's a great text from Hazel Chu, former Lord Mayor of Dublin, Green Party councillor. When I worked for Electric Picnic, there was an ask by an artist for a personal dishwasher as part of their rider. Grace Jones wanted to be carried to the bathroom.
That's fair enough.
Christy Moore just wanted a hot meal.
Just a hot meal.
Yeah, there you are.
Very
Hazel,
simple.
Thank you for the text. What would be your rider, Henry?
Oh, it'd have to be Marmite on fresh bread with Irish butter. And the thing is, you can't get Marmite everywhere.
Sorry, mix the butter and the Marmite together on bread.
So just like maybe Brennan's. Obviously, you won't be able to get Brennan's everywhere if it's a world tour. So fresh bread, basically.
All right. Well, like Taylor, Henry's surrounded by sycophants. I strongly suspect every day now when he walks into News Talk, that would be waiting for him.
No, absolutely. And, you know, on that, David O'Callaghan, pop expert again, talking about Taylor, actually perhaps the biggest rider ever, wanting to turn the Three Arena into a shop.
Oh, I heard this,
And she's turning it into a shop for 4 days, starting at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. That big concert hall will be a merch centre, or a store, as the Americans say. He starts by talking about the demands of Mariah Carey.
So for a Christmas special in the UK once, she demanded 20 kittens and 100 white doves. So there's any major sporting events around a band. Like, for example, I remember Blur were playing a gig somewhere and it was either England or somebody was in the Champions League final, was playing, and they wouldn't, they demanded their TVs in their dressing rooms, and basically they said, we're not coming on stage till 10 o'clock, till the match is over. And what's interesting is, obviously, England are playing at the moment. Obviously, the Euros are on, Glastonbury's on. So I can guarantee you, across festivals across Europe, not just in Glastonbury, but everywhere else, there are TV rooms set up in the back of massive... Obviously, on the site there will be, but the stars themselves, there's no way they'd be missing some of this, especially the sport mad ones.
So the sport mad ones, they have TVs as well. For you, do you think Taylor Swift looking for something as simple as a fancy latte and macaroni and cheese, that's actually a rider that can be achieved quite easily?
Absolutely. That's as calm as you can get. Like... the Tree Arena thing, where the pop-up merchandise that's going into the Tree Arena for 4 days, which to me is the most insane thing I've ever heard. Like, this is basically our biggest music venue is being... like, she played there for the 1989 tour, and now she's just using it to sell merchandise to people who can't go to the gig.
So that is, like, the biggest rider. So I want a venue.
Yeah, so I wonder, is that part of the rider? Is the rider, I'm playing the Aviva, but can I have the Tree Arena to sell my merch? Like, that, if that is part of a rider, that is the most impressive... ask I've ever, like I was, we were there just the night for both Liam Gallagher and Troye Sivan, and suddenly I'm going, this is turning into a store for 4 days. Like, this is, if that's a rider, that to me is the ultimate, yeah, I've made it.
Yes, that is what Taylor Swift can do. Such is her stature. She is Dublin bound this weekend. Henry McKean, News Talk reporter. He only has frappes on the Greek islands. Henry, thank you very, very
that's my
much.
Rider.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.